You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. So the sooner you can step back and be the true entrepreneur, the more successful you're going to be.
The E-Podcast Network. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio in association with eAtlanta is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Michael Flanagan, where 2 years ago, he graduated from Georgia Tech with a degree in chemical and biomolecular engineering. A year ago, he founded a new media marketing company called Craze and a personalized gift company called Expressionary. Mr. Flanagan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So how do you effectively network as an entrepreneur?
I think that you have to, like, a lot of people that I see always want to talk about their product or their service, and really you just kind of have to be comfortable with who you are and not really focus on your achievements or what you haven't achieved and everything else, and kind of just look to help people first. I think if you do that, it's always brought me a lot of help that way instead of trying to push your product on somebody else.
And who should market your company first?
I think you have to do it because you built it. You know it. We tried that with our personalized gift company, and that didn't go so well. We tried to get people to market for us, and it just wasn't working because we knew more about it. And if you're going to pay somebody to do it, they'll say they'll be for it. But honestly, if you put in your blood, sweat, and tears into it, then you should be marketing it first.
And should you hire or try to learn first?
I think you try to learn. There's not, for me, I have a lower learning curve than most people since I have that complicated degree name. It's easy. It's not that hard to actually try to learn stuff. And unless you're completely out of your depth and you don't know, have any clue what you're doing, then you should definitely try to learn how to do things first, because it makes you, when you do hire somebody, it makes you a little bit more familiar with what they do, and you can make sure they're doing their job, especially when you're starting a company.
Today, we're joined by Michael Flanagan, co-founder of Craze, a media marketing company, as well as a personalized gift company called Expressionary, here on Enterprise Radio in association with eAtlanta, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Michael, business plan or customers, which should come first?
A lot of people say business plan, but I've been to a couple startup classes, and they always say, you know, you make sure you have customers first, and if you give somebody a business plan, they can do it without you. So if you can find customers and kind of validate your idea, that definitely helps, because now you have people who can actually pay you money as opposed to, you know, writing a business plan, giving it to somebody, trying to get funding, all that kind of stuff. So definitely customers for me.
And what's the most important thing you've learned about entrepreneurship so far?
You have to be diligent, and you have to really step outside of the box. You know, entrepreneurship is all about risk, but it's really about calculated risk. And not only that, but definitely getting outside your comfort zone. There's going to be a lot of times where things are difficult or hard or they don't go your way, and you're going to have to, you know, find a way to work around that, because you're not going to have the same resources you might have in a 9-to-5 job where you're paying your salary and that's somebody else's job. As an entrepreneur, that's your job to go find that. So being willing to step outside your comfort zone. I'm naturally an introvert, but I had took a 6-week course in customer discovery. And basically, I had to go talk to people every week, about 15 every week. So for me, that was a little bit of a challenge, but I was up for it because I wanted to learn more about the business and figure out what people wanted. So you have to definitely step outside your comfort zone. And also the other thing that I learned that's really effective is you have to take breaks. There's a lot of times people just want to work themselves. They're about to pass out. Don't do that. Take a break. Slow down and make sure that you can think and know where you are and not have days run together.
That's some pretty good advice, by the way. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your company's Craze, your media marketing company, as well as your gift company, personalized gift company, that is Expressionary?
You can find us on Craze is for the media company, and Expressionary for the Expressionary. There's another company with the ERY. They sell stationery. We don't sell stationery. We sell personalized gifts. So that's why I have to spell that one out. Both on Facebook and on Craze. It's at Craze Media on Twitter and at My Expressionary on Twitter. And you can reach us there. If you leave us a comment, I'm usually the one doing all the social media stuff, so I will respond.
Definitely good stuff. Now, in conclusion, customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business like you have or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
I definitely say that you have to be very passionate about what you do, and you have to go out and make sure that everything that you're doing, you're putting your heart and soul into it. Not only that, you want to talk and get feedback from customers. You don't want to just start building something or making something and I have no customers. We've kind of done that with the gift business, not so much with the marketing company. But you want to make sure that if you're building something, people are going to buy it. And you can also learn a lot from customer feedback. So go out, talk to people, and just be passionate about everything you do. Because if you're doing that, then people will pick up on that. It's contagious.
Very good to catch up with you. He is Michael Flanagan, co-founder of Craze, a media marketing company, as well as personalized gift company called Expressionary. And the websites of reference for the media company, it's craze.com. And for the personalized gift company, expressionary.com. Thanks so much, Michael, for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.